May I be recognized?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I would just, to back up Aniel's point about timing, I would like to just sort of maybe drive that home and reiterate that some of the same conversations are being had at a lot of these different committee meetings and board meetings. It's kind of the same conversation all the time with regard to programming and finances and all that. And I really want to drive it home that that information is not necessarily going to be vastly changed as much as the boards meet. So every month there's an LSB meeting. Every other day there's some sort of a committee meeting, multiple in a day. Nothing in the media world is going to change that fast. The social landscape, yes. Media and its programming and its processes, it takes time, especially when you're talking about growing audiences and we're talking about budgets and money and that kind of thing, and change, any of those major fundamental changes, they take more time than your meetings happen. So I just want maybe for people to keep that in mind when you're having these meetings, and these are topics that you want to discuss. And like I said at the personnel meeting last, when you're talking about growing audiences, you have to think about time frame, and you have to know what kind of time frame it takes to grow your specific kind of an audience, not just a general audience, because everything is very specific to your brand, and ours is even more so specific. So I think we really need to make sure that we have a clear, solid, foundational understanding about time. Every single time that we have a discussion about the station, everything relies on time and not short time. Everything is long term in this business. Thank you.
Ali to the stack.
Okay, we're running short on time, so this will be we're going to complete this discussion at this point. Ali will be the last, and then we need to move to public comment.
This actually is about public comment. Can I ask the chair or the or Fred to announce over the stream how people can make their public comments in case they haven't dialed in or if they've joined since the meeting started? Just to make it easy, if people don't happen to have a computer, if we can announce the call-in number and the code. Thank you.
Fred, could Fred be recognized with the chair?
Fred, go ahead.
Okay. The information, I'll read it off the agenda. We're on a Maestro conference call, and the PIN code, the Maestro PIN code to call in as the public and to make public comment is 674514#, and the Maestro phone number to call in is area code 310-409-2027. And we have a couple, and it's current, and we're currently in public comment, and we have three public members called in already. So if there's a public member on the conference at this point, speak up and we'll give you the floor.
So is there a request from the public to make comment? If so, this is the opportunity to do so. Allow a minute or two for connections to get made.
Well, this is the time for the public to call in and comment.
Greg, can you repeat the telephone number first and then the code number?
And slowly?
Sure. Okay, the phone number is area code 310-409-2027. And the public access code is 674514#. When you call that phone number, you will be you're calling a Maestro Access node, and a voice will ask you to enter the code to get into this conference. The code again is 674514#.
And Fred, that's the public access line. That doesn't tie up one of our the board lines.
Yes, it does tie up a board line, but we have enough extra board lines at this time to.
Because I heard from the secretary. I hope she's still able to hear us. She just dropped off the call to make room enough in case there was room needed. She opened up her line to make it available to the public if it was needed. But evidently, it's not.
Well, we have four members of the public currently on the conference. If somebody wants
Madam
to
Chairwoman,
speak up.
Madam Chairwoman, I'd open my line if you wish, Evelia.
Can we go to the public comment, please?
It sounds like we have enough lines open. Is there anyone on the staff to speak from the public? Make public comment?
I'd like to speak. Christine on the speak on the staff, please.
Christine.
Comment, please.
That's what we're doing, Lawrence. So I'm acknowledging Christine, member of the public. Go ahead, you have the floor.
Hi, thank you. This is Christine Blasdell, and I just wanted to call in because there was some discussion about FunDrive, and in particular, my name was mentioned, and something about the funds that I have been raising, the numbers have gone down. That's news to my ears. For those that are listening to this call, both in governance and also the public, we are, as many of you know, currently in a pandemic where many of our listeners have lost income, access to money, access to income. And so every effort that we're making right now on air and off air to raise money is a very difficult endeavor. And I applaud those that work at the radio station that have successfully raised FunDrive donations. It is not an easy thing to do in this environment. And I encourage those who think that, you know, especially those who do think it's rather easy to do, to go on the air and to ask for money from our listeners, that you also talk to the staff members who do this as their job on a regular basis, because it is quite difficult. On top of that, I would just like to say, because I know I don't have much time, the work that Annielle Fields has done behind the scenes and supporting this radio station, he was given a chocolate mess. I know, because I was interim general manager for a year, and the financial situation that he was handed from decades of mismanagement, previous management that he had no control over. He was handed something that had been passed down to him from several general managers and executive directors that nobody would be able to handle. And I think he's done it with grace, and he's done it with even a bit of humor, which I applaud him for. So I just wanted to make this public statement that myself, that I'm very grateful for Annielle Fields for being in the position that he is in right now, and him looking after the station's best interest, but also the programmers and the staff there as well. Thank you for allowing me time to comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beth,
is there any further?
Fred,
yes?
Yes, I would like.
Fred here. There's five other public members shown on the Maestro control panel. If anyone, they're all on muted. All they have to do is speak up if they want to comment.
I'd like to speak. I am not Christine.
Okay. I think we're limited to about a minute and a half each in order to fit into our time slot.
Well,
so
okay.
90 seconds.
I think Thank Chris you. Went a little beyond that, and I think two board members clearly doubled their time in speaking. Love you, but you are way over. But anyway, okay, so a couple of things, and maybe I can get back on the stack. I know that staff can't make any comments about allegiance publicly because it may be seen as disparagement, but I'm just a member of the public, and I've heard some not-so-wonderful things about it, not the least of which is that Verniel brought it when he came, and he stayed way too long in that month. But, you know, we need to check and make sure that we know what we're getting into. It's not free, and it costs time, labor, and obviously can create a jam while you convert. So that needs to be carefully thought about and talked about, not in public, but by the staff who have to use it. MEMSIS has gotten a bad rap. There are things that MEMSIS is capable of doing that not everyone is capable of understanding, and that goes way around. I know a number of people have already made the switch, but that's something to be considered. And they're accessible, and they can do custom packages for Pacifica if it comes to that. And that has been said for years, but I don't know that any management, local or national, has really taken them up on that. It's like the situation with NEDA, with which I'm not nearly as impressed as some other people. NEDA came in knowing that we were using MEMSIS and that we were using Great Plains, and they have a system that's mass called MASS 500. And for the first three months of the contract, they did no work. I'm sorry, let me just finish on this theme, and I really will stop. But they, you know, they came in, and there was supposed to be some way for the systems to talk to each other that no one acted on for 3 months while we were paying them. So the NEDA contract expires in December, and folks should have that conversation privately as well. I'll stop, and maybe I'll be able to speak later. Thank you.
Next member of the public. Is there anyone else from the public who wants to speak? This is the opportunity to do that. If not, then we'll continue on to the next agenda item, which is director's report.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes.
We have 15 minutes allocated, so if people are still on the stack or they want to get back on the stack, I think it's appropriate to do that, Chair.
Yeah, I agree.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Point of order.
Great.
Yeah, if there's time left for public comment, it should be moved forward to the next public comment. Public comment is for the public, not for board members, but if we have time later on in the agenda, of course, we can continue this discussion.
Point of order,
appropriate to use public comment time for board
it's
members.
For listeners, it's not for board members. I did not insinuate that, Grace.
Okay, I misunderstood you, Lawrence. What are you saying?
Completely.
He's saying give more time to the members of the public so they can speak.
What I'm saying is that there was a member that just spoke that said that she would like to, she didn't, it sounded like
it
she didn't
limited.
Complete her comments.
Oh,
so,
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I retract
and
my point of order.
Jan Goodman, may I make a point? I think that we combined two public comments into this period. So maybe we can uncombine them, if that's the case.
Let's
and put them where they were
return
initially.
And
let Serene talk some more.
Let's return the public comment, Chair, please.
Yeah, it's only one person that wanted to speak again, so just let her speak.
I'm suggesting that we return to public comment if there's any member of the public who wants to speak. This is the time to do it. If there's only those who've spoken already, if they want more time now, there's more time available, although we've been exhausting it with this discussion. So,
This is not Christine, and I would still...
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Paul, will you let us know when our time is up?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And once you start, I'll start the timer. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so with regard to layoffs, familiar with the situation at WBAI when in 2013 we lost 75% of our paid staff. We lost our drive time morning and afternoon hosts. They were strip programs. And we lost our news department. everyone missed the hosts and the quality of the programming that they brought, but we were devastated by the loss of our news department. Because while you can hatch things together to get national news, NPR is not as bad as they used to be, or maybe they're stepping in to pick up our slack, I don't know. But, you know, and between that and online, you can find a lot of national, international stuff. But your local news is not easily replaced, and when you guys are doing whatever you need to do by way of cutbacks, please think about the function. I know because there's a union contract, you have to think seniority. Certainly, if people are being laid off as opposed to cut back, that's a different thing. Health benefits are something I think Pacifica needs to take a good look at, because at least in New York, D.C., and California, where we have four of our five stations, people in Texas have no rights anyway. But in those four stations, we at least have good state systems in place that can help bridge health benefits. So whether or not we're paying full-time health benefits for someone and their family and they work 8 hours is something that we really need to think hard about, because there's a lot of money involved in that. And, yes, I am a union member. There needs to be a single email address where the LSB can be reached. The people who elected you should be able to contact you easily without having to find 24 different addresses. With regard to the management evaluation situation, some of you might have heard KPFA's LSB meeting yesterday, if you don't have enough fun in your own life. And it's something of a mess, because apparently they have a task force of people who were selected somehow. Some of the people who did the work originally are no longer on the board. They've long termed off. The new people weren't told, hey, this is what we're doing, and would you like to join? And, you know, the whole election process, STV, none of that came up. So a product that comes out of a process that is that bad is bound to be tainted. That needs to be looked at. I know the personnel committee is working on it, and maybe your directors can share some more. In New York, we put forward a bequest another windfall income motion. I hear people talking about, well, you know, we're not doing so well at bequests. And I have to laugh, because lovingly, you know, we only get it when the person dies. So we don't want to sound too disappointed when we talk about that. But if the board has a say in how the station's budget is created, why on earth would the board not have a say about, you know, $1 million or $200,000 or whatever, you know, over a certain threshold, let's say, that comes into the station? I don't think that was the intention. I think it was an oversight. And I think it needs to be addressed. So when that LSB Finance Committee motion, and I'd send it to you all, but I don't have everybody's address, when that motion finally makes its way up to the PNB, I hope that you will direct your directors to support it. And the last thing I want to raise really quickly is the issue of underwriting. I think there's a difference between heavy commercial underwriting, because Metamucil is NPR's latest pickup, and I've been hearing it like endlessly on my NPR station. There's a difference between that kind of thing and the sort of community partnership that we might have had with a theater or a concert hall or, you know, or schools in our area. There's no reason why, at least on the website, we should not have the ability to raise funds by promoting certain, and you can set the criteria, right? And this is a national discussion. It's not a station discussion, but it has to begin somewhere. Why we shouldn't be able to get some money from that, why we shouldn't be able to work with theater companies, the ones that are now shut down and can't do anything, and actors are still needing to live, you know. There are things that can be done, but there was an executive session of the PNB, I don't know, more than a year ago, when Grace was then the board chair, and we came out of that with a ban against underwriting. In the meantime, stations that rely heavily on those kinds of arrangements to bring money in, and I use underwriting in quotes because I just described the whole type of people that we want to do business with, type of organization, you know, that money's gone. But GMs are still required to come up with money to make the thing work, right? So please go listen to those national board meetings. Some of you will be on the national board next year because unless a certain bylaw petition has its way, some people will be retiring because they will have to do that after 6 years. So there will be opportunities, and you want to get there not being a novice. You need to know what is being done in your name. We can't afford to replace Pacifica, so we damn well better save Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to close public comment for this first and second session. There will be a further public comment later in the meeting. We've had one request for that stack, so we're already taking names. My understanding, though, is that all our lines are full right now, and we need to get our secretary back into this loop. So we need to let some of the public members go, and I'm not going to use the word kicking people off. I'm going to suggest redirecting people to the access online. And I completely share people's frustration with the difficulties in this tech setup. This is my first month running it. I hope, before I changed anything, I wanted to try things as they were. I hope by next month we can have something that works better than this does. So thank you for your patience and forbearance while we work through this.
So, before we proceed, Fred. I just got a text message from Isabella. She said she's muted, and she's been muted for a while.
She's off. Okay. Beth, Fred here. Four members of the public hung up, so we've got some lines available. Janine is back on the conference.
Okay, and for I don't know what will happen between now and then, but for the next public comment, she had hoped to make a public comment too, but couldn't get in because all the lines were tied up, so we would like to put her at the top of the stack for the next round of public comments. So we're going to move on now to director's reports and discussion. So, Grace Aaron?
Just at this moment, I'm not ready. Can you put me last on the stack or later on the stack?
Sure. Then on to Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, public, for your comments. And the person that spoke about the bequest motion, if you could please email it to me at alianzapr@hotmail.com. I would definitely take a look at it. I think it's something worth taking a look at and considering. So I, board members, I submitted a written report in regards to the work that I am doing as your representative on the PMB. My first our piece of the report was in regards to the personnel committee. I'm the chairperson of the personnel committee, and we are currently engaged in an exhaustive search for an executive director. I also send you the timeline plan, the search timeline plan, for your edification, and you'll see additional resources where the posting will be showing up. I just wanted you to have that so, because I know on previous personnel committees, everything was secret, and I don't like to operate in the dark. I like to shed the light on the darkness. So that's why I send it to you. So you'll have an opportunity to become familiar with what the committee is doing at the moment. I'm also the chairperson of the personnel committee. Essentially, let me go back to the personnel committee. essentially, we are working with posting the ED position on other media entities. I'm asking for listeners who are streaming the meeting today and board members to also disseminate the fact that we do have an opening. All of these positions will be posted on the station website as well as on Pacifica.org. But pass the word along for if you know anybody, any candidates who you think may be potential ED candidates, please pass along that information to them. You could go, the position is posted currently on www.livingstonandassociates.net. We will be developing we have received approximately 40 plus resumes from that posting. We will be advertising it more widely to hopefully capture some qualified candidates. We will be setting up a matrix, a ranking matrix in regards to how we're going to rank the resumes and the candidates. We went to the PNB board meeting this past Thursday on the 17th. We requested a $2,500 budget to conduct the work that is necessary to post this position far and wide. It was approved. Again, for the sake of transparency, I'm making this report. I'm also the chairperson of the PNB Governance Committee. We had a robust discussion about a mechanism of communication that came out of a motion that was made by a WBAI committee member, and we postponed it to our next meeting, which will be on the 21st of October at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can stream the meeting on www.kptx.org. That's that. And we also have three internal committees that are very important. We have a committee on bylaws. We have a committee on developing a database on previous policies and procedures. And what else? I believe that's it. But I really want to implore the directors to, word of mouth or your email list, send out the listing for the ED position from the personnel committee, and also take a look at those resources that Livingston Associates provided to us with a cost analysis for advertising and a cost analysis for the search timeline, and also the free resources and that they also provided to us in regards to advertising. And also other committee members will be providing additional entities where we could post the position. And, Chair, that concludes my report. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I'll take them all, or however you want to do it, Chair. Thank you.
I think we're short on time. Maybe I'd like to get through all the reports and then ask if there are questions, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Paulina?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I am part of two national committees, those being the Finance Committee and the Programming Committee. So I'll start with Finance. The Finance Committee has been looking at the national numbers, the profit and loss statements, as well as the budget, and we're also working prioritizing stations that need to cut costs due to being over budget. So KPFK was first. We're moving on to further to other stations. And so here what's important is that it's the same difficulty, let's say, that we've had on local finance committees as far as getting numbers from local stations, but in any case, the committee is working on that. I would defer to Fred Blair for further comment on that. I would also would like to comment that the personnel committee has been meeting every 2 weeks, and the programming committee has been meeting every 2 weeks, and we are working on several initiatives that I think are very important. Such as, for instance, getting programmers to communicate among themselves. That was a motion that passed the committee and went up to the PNB, and that was passed to make sure that programmers have a way of communicating among each other, and also to use AudioPort, which is a platform created by the Pacifica Network a while ago to share programming among among the network, and let me see what else am I perhaps missing. We're looking at several initiatives. Maybe Oscar Ulloa, who's also on that committee, would like to comment at some point after I finish about the initiatives of the programming committee, or anybody else who's been participating. I believe Paul Robeson is on that committee as well. Let me see if I'm missing. Oh, yeah, the task force. We have our COVID-19 task force that is mainly in charge of producing a weekly national show. And we meet regularly and produce a weekly national show, which has been picked up by regularly by three of the five sister stations. And KPFK has been using it as a replacement show, but it's also available as a podcast, meaning you can listen to it on demand or download it from our kpfk.org page. It's in the archives. Every Monday by 3 p.m. And we're also looking at national fundraising. Let's see. I believe that that might be it for now for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Paulina. Then next would be Jan.
Yes. Well, I sent a director's report to everyone this morning, and so you should have it. And I would like it to just be posted, so that I don't feel like I should go through everything that I've gone through there. The most important thing, I think, is the fact that on a national level, we still don't have a plan or an approach to how we're going to pay the balloon payment of the $3.2 million due in April. And, this is extremely critical. This is an extremely critical issue that we have. We're going to try to save some money from that we're using COVID money to pay certain things and then have some money left over. But it's nowhere near going to pay for this. So this is a critical issue that we all need to just be aware that is still facing us, and the national board doesn't have any plan on how to deal with it. I also wanted to, so that's the critical thing. There's a whole list of other things. I guess one thing that maybe people might want to know that are listening is that from long ago and far away, there was a lawsuit filed by Sharon Brown relating to being eliminated from the local station board because she was a member of the Los Angeles City Commission, and the appellate court agreed with that, and it's just been sort of sitting around languishing for a while. We finally have settled that case, and so that case is no longer hanging around the neck of of Pacifica. And the other matters have all I've just laid out, and I feel like since we are at a time premium, that I'll let people read them and we can move on. And if there's any questions at the end and somebody wants to bring one of those things up, fine. I'll certainly.
Chair, point of order. I just have to mention this. I believe that the sharing of that information, the specific name of the settlement, it's a potential violation of confidentiality.
It's a public.
No,
a
it
public,
was reported out. It was reported out, Lawrence.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a publicly filed.
Okay,
yeah,
I stand corrected. Thank you.
Publicly filed, and the dismissal would be publicly filed. Okay. So thank you.
Okay.
If there's any questions, people can ask them, but I don't think we need to spend more time on it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take Grace's report before we open
up
the question.
Yeah, I'm ready. My report is rather lengthy. I sent it in writing. I'll try to summarize it. First, I wanted to express the sadness I feel, and I believe everyone on the National Board as well, of the loss of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And then the progress that has been made by management and the National Board over the last year or so is posted on Pacifica.org. It's right on the front page if you go to Pacifica.org. Our 2018 audit has been completed, and the 2019 audit has started. This is very important. And the board will be pushing to push through any stops or slowdowns of completing the 2019 audit, because completing that audit would make it considerably easier to get grant funding and even possibly to eventually get our Corporation for Public Broadcast funding back, which in the past brought us about 10% of our total revenue. So it's very important. Another bit of news is that our abysmal charity navigator score has improved from the worst possible category to one slightly less negative. This is fantastic news, but it's certainly going in the right direction. And I put information about the executive director search, which Lawrence already reviewed, and Paulina already mentioned about a motion that from the programming committee about more use of the audio port. The other thing is that the National Board is putting a lot of attention on the motion that was approved by the PNB regarding at least 30% cuts in expenses at KPFK. The PNB is closely monitoring these expense cuts and is united in understanding their necessity. Expense cuts are also necessary at other stations, and the NFC, the National Finance Committee, and PNB are paying close attention to any shortfalls. Now, the report outs from the closed sessions of the PNB indicate this. On August 27th, the report out was the Pacifica National Board met with the general manager of KPFK to discuss personnel matters and address other personnel matters as well. And the report out from the September 10th closed session is: the board instructed the KPFK general manager and IED to expedite the PNB mandated 30% reductions in KPFK expenses. The PNB authorized a settlement in the Brown case. Those were the things that were reported out to the public from the September 10th meeting. And there was a motion passed. This is particularly relevant to the officers of the LSB, particularly the secretary, and it's LSB responsibility for posting and recording of all LSB and LSB committee meetings. And it gives the protocol that we need to follow so that Otis McClay he wouldn't be capable of doing all the work generated by the fact that we've shifted to phone meetings rather than in-person meetings. And then the last thing is, and I'm not going to read that whole motion, but if you ever want to look for information about the National Board, I'll tell you how to do it. And that is that if you go to kpftx.org, which is where you can find all the meetings listed in the past and in the future, you can go to the archive or you can go to the calendar and you can go to the date of the meeting, click on the meeting, and you'll see the agenda if it's posted, you'll see the minutes that are posted, and you'll see the recording of the meeting if it's posted. So that's the way you can find out all the information of what's been done on the committees, local and national, and by the National Board. It's a little tricky to go through it, but once you learn, you can. It's got many, many years of information in there. It's really amazing. And the other place is pacifica.org. On the left-hand side, you can see national and committee reports, and there you'll see the report outs. And also on pacifica.org, on the front page, you can find the 2018 audit if you care to look at the financials, the audited financials. And the last thing I have is that Lydia Brazon has told us that, reassured us that our application for the EIDL loan, E-I-D-L loan, which may be as much as $2 million, has been acknowledged and is in the process of being considered. This loan will give us considerable relief and flexibility, as it is a loan at the very low interest rate of 2.75% for nonprofits and may be amortized for up to 30 years. It is uncertain, however, if this loan will be approved, if there are funds still available for this loan, and how much we would qualify for. So that's kind of up in the air, but the application is being processed, and we'll know one of these days if we're approved and how much we'd be approved for. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. We have about 2 minutes left for questions. People have questions for any of the four directors.
Don't you grab the...
Bella, to the stack.
Bella, go ahead.
Thank
Jan
you.
Jan,
who is that?
Jan?
Jan.
Yes, thank you. Okay,
Bella,
go ahead, Bella.
Here, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate having been muted for, I would say, a good portion of this meeting. And it was not by accident, once again. It was done by the person controlling the maneuvering, the manipulation of the call. So once again, I want to express my appreciation for that. I want to ask Grace, thank you to all the directors. By the way, I did not see a report from Paulina, a physical report. I don't know if it was sent out late. I did not get it. But I have all the other directors' reports. I wanted to ask Grace regarding the timeline when this LED loan is expected to come in. I know you mentioned acknowledgement. Was there a timeline offered as well, put on the table, so we can
then start planning? No.
Okay. The PPP loan carried out the portion that was allocated to KPFK paid for its payroll for 2 months only. So that ended at the beginning of August, the first round of August. So that's an area that needed to be discussed earlier. So we definitely need those funds coming in. Thank you very much, and thank you to all the directors for their reports.
And Jan is on the stack, and that'll be as much as we have time for then.
If there's time, Beth, Eric to the stack also for a very brief question. It takes less than 30 seconds.
Okay, very brief. After Jan. Thank you.
You know, I had a question for Lauren, but I can't remember it, so I'll cede my time to... Paul or whoever, Eric or whoever.
Eric, thank you.
My brief question, this is Eric. My brief question was, do we have an understanding, this could be either to Grace and or Jan or the other two national directors, as to whether the EIDL loan, if as we certainly hope, it materializes, can be allocated in part to the big loan, what we're calling the big loan due in April,
yes,
or not?
I have a response to that, Grace.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, it cannot be. There's a stipulation in the loan that it cannot be used, at least not directly, to refinance another loan. However, it's certainly possible, and we'll have to get advice about this, if we free up other monies by using monies from the EIDL loan, I'm sure that then we can pay down the principal of the, or a considerable part of the principal, depending upon how much we get in EIDL loan funding. It would have been much better if we could have just simply used most of the EIDL loan to refinance the $3.2 million loan. That would have been ideal. And, I would also say that there's been much criticism of the board for not thinking of a plan to what to do about the $3.2 million loan. It's not true that there's no plan. Basically, if worse comes to worse, we will refinance it. It could be refinanced very easily, maybe not at the best interest rate, but nonetheless, it can always be refinanced. So, and I would suggest that if Jan Goodman or any other person, especially as a national board member, has a solution that they can put forward, please submit it to the national board. In other words, if you're complaining as a board member that there is no solution from the national board, it behooves you to come up with a solution yourself, in my opinion.
I would be very happy to do that. In fact, I'm actually, excuse me, may I be heard, Madam Chair?
And Lawrence, to the Director.
We're over time as it is. Is there a motion to allocate more time to this?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to spend for 5 minutes, Chair. This is Lawrence.
A second.
Eric,
second.
Tiana,
second.
Are there any objections? Then please go ahead.
Jan Goodman?
Yes, briefly.
Yes. So,
go ahead.
So, yes, there. I do have a plan because one of the big things is that many donors and CPB and our auditors have all said that one of the things that we need to do in order to get more donations and so forth is to streamline our governance structure and to bring it more in line with something that would be able to make business decisions on a more regular basis, and that's why I've been involved with the bylaw restructuring. So I do have a proposal. I presented it, and I don't think that most of the national board has been interested, but some have. So thank you.
Now
Chair, this is Lawrence, Chair.
Lawrence is already on the stack, but we're up against time limits, and we're going to have to go on.
We just extended for 5 minutes.
We
Chair.
Have 3 minutes and 40 minutes. We got some time. 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, then go ahead, Lawrence.
Now to the stack.
Okay,
thank you, Chair.
Then we'll close the stack after that.
Thank you, Chair. So that is not a plan, Jan. Usurping the democratic governance structure of Pacifica is not a plan. We need a financial plan, and if you have one, instead of being such a critic, you help get us into this mess, you should come up with a concrete plan, financial plan, to address this pariah that we put on our backs. So in regards to, I completely associate my remarks.
Excuse me, I have a personal privilege here since I've been attacked.
I completely associate my remarks. I associate myself with the remarks of Grace Aaron. we have been talking about how to address this pariah that some directors have put on the backs of Pacifica. And I believe I'm an eternal optimist, and I believe that we will come up with a plan to either refinance or a finance plan to address the debt that we have that was put on the backs of Pacifica and all its entities, all its properties. That's what I would like to hear. Not that you're going to get rid of the governance structure, Jan, because that's not a plan. That's not a financial plan. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I have a point of personal privilege since I was directly attacked here
This is a bigger discussion than agenda item.
It's a bigger discussion. However, I was personally blamed for a $3.2 million loan that the National Board approved because we were on the brink of going out of business or going into bankruptcy if we did not pay the Empire State Building. And I am very proud to say that we saved Pacifica from bankruptcy several years ago by getting this loan, which the loan was caused by, excuse me, I was attacked as being somehow the cause.
We acknowledge.
You will not attack Jan Goodman. You will mention.
We have 1 minute in this It's
not on the agenda at the moment. We acknowledge the differences between you two on this item. We have lots of different differences on this item, on this issue. We can agendize it at some point so that it can all be addressed, but that's not what's on the agenda at the moment. So we need to allow Bella. We need to allow Bella her time, and then the stack will be closed. We'll move on to the next item.
Am I on?
Bella? Yep.
Thank you.
Seconds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to reiterate the beginning, the opening of the Pacifica mission statement, the one first line. To establish a foundation organized and open and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. And because I was placed on mute for most of the meeting, I was not able to address the general manager in that area, is that many programmers have been benefiting while bypassing the coffers of KPFC, and I wanted to leave it there. Thank you. And I agree with Lawrence, everything he said. I second that.
Alan Beek to the stack.
Alan, we're out of time. We're out of time. We're over time.
And the stack was closed.
And the stack was already
closed. Alan Beek has had not one word in this full meeting. I would ask for a point of personal privilege for him to be able to say whatever it was that he wants to say.
You want to propose?
Chair, I agree that Alan Beek should be allowed to speak, Chair. He has not spoken.
I would love to hear from Alan Beek.
This is Eric. Why don't we move to extend the short period of time? I'll second.
Move to extend 3 minutes. 3 minutes
extension. Does anyone oppose?
I'll second.
If no one opposes, then Mr. Beek, please go ahead.
We have come down through the agenda, and I believe we have now heard the Personnel Committee's report about the search for new personnel, and it's time for the new business to come up. We have an item of new business on the agenda.
We're still in.
That was the PNB Personnel Committee.
That was a different personnel committee. We've been talking about the National Personnel Committee, and you're referring to the local personnel committee. So there are a number of other committee reports to get through yet before your item. I haven't forgotten your item. It's right down there in black and white. So I've definitely got it on my mind. We won't miss you. So we need to move on to the next item now.
item number 8, as it was originally numbered, the PNB Committee Election Programming Committee. And I apologize, Michael Novick did send language for this motion, and I'm still looking for it. I can't find it at the moment. There's been so much come in since then. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Were you talking about the programming committee? I didn't send language. I just said I thought there was an objection.
I have it.
You have it.
Yes,
could
I have
send it.
It
to all of us again now.
Well, I have to extrapolate it from the agenda that I sent you. It's in the agenda that I sent you.
Okay.
The original agenda I sent you.
Or Michael, do you have the language in front of you? Can you read it to us?
But I can send it.
I remember reading that language. There was an objection raised last month, the fact that we picked someone without having prior notice of the election of a replacement to the programming committee after Michelle Manos resigned. So I think it was just to fill that slot again.
I hope so.
Okay.
Let me check.
Our
Madam
election
Chair,
process can be pretty elaborate. Is that what you're proposing we do now?
Madam Chair, the first item is governance committee. Under committee report.
But we're
not
there
excuse
yet,
me. Bella. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
PNB committee election. So we don't. Are we set up to implement an election today? Our election process is so complex.
It's only Michael Atkins. Michael Atkins would be one person. We don't need a teller.
So if there's one opening and one nominee, then
the body can elect.
I'm open to suggestions about the proper way to proceed on this. I'm getting a note saying that Michael was elected last meeting. If that's
right.
So, can we acknowledge that and formalize it and move on? Is that, if there are no objections to that, that's what I'm going to do. Welcome Michael to the PNB committee, programming committee. National. The Pacifica National Board Programming Committee.
Again.
Again. Thank you for taking on that responsibility.
And he's so
then,
on the line.
Yes. Then on to committee reports, governance committee. There is a motion from the governance committee that the LSB require all reports by officers, committees, and general manager be submitted in writing. Excuse me one moment.
You okay?
I have to. I'm flipping back and forth between muting and the agenda and looking for emails. And I'm fine, thanks. So the governance committee moves that the LSB require all reports by officers, committees, and general manager to be submitted in writing electronically at least 2 days before the LSB meeting. So, coming from the committee, am I correct in thinking that doesn't need a second, or does it need a second?
No.
Right. Doesn't need a second.
That's what I thought. So, are there any objections? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. I did submit a report in writing, very brief report. It wasn't 2 full days in advance, and I'll now have my mea culpa. We met, we put together the agenda
and we came up with this motion, and that's pretty much it in a nutshell. The details are in my written report, which went out to everyone before this meeting began. So you should have it in your emails.